you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You
No, listeners, you haven't accidentally turned into Friday Night Soul here on WPPB. We are taking Broadway to a very funky place today. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the summertime hamlet of Southampton, New York. And you might be utterly right in thinking that perhaps like I have kidnapped Ed German, but no. Today we are going to take the Broadway songbook to Motown. Today's show is Broadway to Motown. We heard Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations singing a song called Funky Broadway, and you go, oh, well, why is Maslon doing that? Well, one of the things I find really fascinating are artists who take on the Broadway songbook and different songs that you wouldn't expect. And a couple of weeks ago, I did a show called Great Women Songwriters, and there was a song from Little Me, I've Got Your Number, sung by Marvin Gaye. And I said, well, it's the only time we're ever going to hear Marvin Gaye on Broadway to Main Street. Ooh, not so. Because when I did some research subsequently, I discovered that Motown, the Motown sound created by Berry Gordy in 1959, it was so dominant through the decade of the 1960s, used so many artists from Motown who we associate, you know, with that great funky sound to sing Broadway songs and songs from the New York stage catalog. I think largely because that was Gordy's MO, which was to try to empower black artists by kind of using a little bit of the traditional white catalog in unexpected ways as a way of getting them, make them a little more accessible to folks on, shall we say, Main Street. Well, let us take Broadway to 2648 West Grand Boulevard in Detroit, Michigan. That was the home of Hitsville, USA, the Motown label, which started as the Tamla label and had many, many, many different sort of convolutions in terms of who came on what label. But Mary Wells was one of the first singers that Berry Gordy brought on. Berry Gordy, the great producer of Motown. And her big hit, which sort of put them on the map, was My Guy. Here is Mary Wells singing a song from, of all things, Sweet Charity. Where Am I Going?
Where am I going and what will I find? What's in this grab bag that I call my mind? What am I doing alone on the shelf? Ain't it a shame, but no one's to blame but myself. Which way is clear when you've lost your way year after year? Do I keep falling in love or just
one of Berry Gordy's great talents as producer and highest honcho possible on Motown was his ability to pick rising stars and just turn their careers around by a fantastic combination of A&R and support. And Little Stevie Wonder was this young blind piano player who had this incredible voice, and he found a way of starting him off. And, of course, Stevie Wonder just metamorphized into one of the great, 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 great performers of the 20th century. But here he is when he's still Little Stevie Wonder on the Motown label singing one of the most popular Broadway songs of the 1960s.
That light when it's near you. minute comes and goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff tonight to clean?
Stevie Wonder sings Julie Stein and Comden and Green. Who'd have thunk it? You can see him operating out of the box, you know, trying to find his own style there. Well, we're looking at Motown on Broadway, or Broadway in Motown, and the Four Tops were a great tight harmony group, one of the many produced by Berry Gordy out there in Detroit, and they did their own on-Broadway album. I think it's probably, of all the Motown albums, the one that most clearly is in that groove of the mid-60s of recording big old Broadway hits. Here is a song I love, of course. It was not a big old hit, but super-duper important. I Want to Be With You from Golden Boy, which was introduced by Sammy Davis Jr. And the Four Tops, Serve It to a Fare Thee Well.
After all the nights of walking you, lying there loving you, hating you, tonight I'm touching you, holding you. World, you're gonna see, we'll make out somehow. Catch!
funny life could be. So great for us. Here's my chance, it's not too late for us. Grab it fast, for life won't wait for us. I wanna be with you. I wanna be with you.
After all the lies, lying there, loving you, hating you. Tonight I'm touching you, holding you.
Well, you're gonna see, we'll make out somehow. Here's my gal and me. You can't hurt us now. Oh, so great for us. Here's our chance, it's not too late for us. Grab it fast, life. Life won't wait for us. I wanna be with you. I wanna be with you. I wanna be with you.
That is a great song from Golden Boy, performed by the Four Tops. Now, though the Four Tops were among the great male groups out of Motown, the supreme female group was obviously the Supremes. And they were beautifully cultivated by Berry Gordy out of Motown. And I think in the category of what were they thinking, one of the top things has to be the fact that he produced a double run, a double album. So that means two LPs. And that means, like, you know, four sides back in the day in the mid-60s. The Supremes sing Rodgers and Hart. And I know Berry Gordy was interested in assimilating these black groups into white mainstream culture, but boy, did that needle tip extremely far in that direction. It's still a fascinating album. They cover about two dozen Rodgers and Hart classics. So here we'll start with Babes in Arms, Where or When.
It seems we stood and talked like this, before we looked at each other in the same way. But I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you are smiling, you were smiling then. But I can't remember. We have met before and laughed before and loved before, but who knows where or when?
Gals from Detroit sing The Boys from Syracuse. Wow. We'll hear a little bit more of Diana Ross later in the broadcast. Motown became such a signature place for African-American artists. I believe it was the most successful African-American business in America at the time, that all the major stars wanted to gravitate there in the mid to late 60s. Billy Eckstine was someone who had obviously become the first great romantic black singer after World War II, and I guess it was only natural he would want to come there as well. Here are two songs he recorded for Motown. He had a brief career there. Yeah, Billy Eckstine at Motown. Who knew? A lot of the songs were not released, however. I don't think he quite fit in the groove to the Motown sound, but he recorded some wonderful material. Here is a song from the 1966-67 musical, I Do, I Do.
Sometimes in the morning when shadows sometimes in the evening when you do not sleep, I study the small things you do constantly. I memorize moments that I'm fond of stars. Sweet moments of love, love.
before Lord God made the sea and the land, he held all the stars in the palm of his hand, and they slipped through his fingers like grains of sand. And one little star fell alone. Then the Lord God hunted through the wide night air for the little dark star on the wind down there. And he stated and promised he'd take special care so it wouldn't get lost again. Now a man doesn't mind if the stars grow dim and the clouds blow over and darken him, as long as the Lord God's watching over him, keeping track how it all goes on. But I've been walking through the night and the day till my eyes get weary and my head turns gray. And sometimes I think maybe God's gone away, forgetting his promise that we heard him say. And we're lost out here in the stars, little stars, big stars, blowing.
Beautifully produced rendition of Kurt Vile and Maxwell Anderson's Lost in the Stars, sung by Billy Eckstein. Beautifully put together on the Motown label, and that's what we're looking at today on Broadway to Main Street. I'm your host, Larry Maslon, and we're taking that Broadway straight to 2648 West Grand Boulevard in Detroit, Michigan, to Hitsville. Well, Marvin Gaye obviously was the blazing star, male star, at Motown in the mid to late 60s. And even he recorded some Broadway songs. Here he records a really strange one, I think, for him. A Harold Rome ballad from the musical Fanny.
Fanny, 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 as I may live, Fanny, if I could love, that's what I would say. But my heart isn't mine to give, Fanny. Not mine to give, Fanny, for it is gone, given long away to the sea, my one love, in her gray green clothes, deep with wonder, beyond the shore, to the eye. Spice will grow. I must know them all, or sleep no more. Here's a boy with no heart to give, Fanny, Fanny, Fanny. Not worth one tear you cry.
That was Marvin Gaye's Fanny. No jokes, please. Well, the dream of Berry Gordy to have these huge crossover artists that could take over America sort of peaked, I guess, in the late 60s, or certainly achieved the major goal when Diana Ross broke out as the lead singer in the Supremes, and they had television specials all the time. And here it was an insane show. I wish they would release it, or certainly release the album. The Supremes and the Temptations for an hour in primetime television singing the Broadway catalog. Go figure. Here is Diana Ross to introduce the Temptations with a fairly extensive medley of course, Fiddler on the Roof. What were they thinking? But the Temptations are fantastic. I hope you'll enjoy a little bit of this.
Temptations on stage and Fiddler on the Roof. I'd build up
diddle digga digga diddle diddle diddle. If I were a bitty 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 digga digga diddle diddle me. Thought you made it, the lion and the lamb. You decreed it, I'm just what I am.
That, of course, is The Great Discovery from Motown in the late 60s into the 70s. Jackson 5 with Michael Jackson. So Michael Jackson made it to Broadway to Main Street, and that was a score from the score to Pippin. And Pippin, I believe, was the only, or certainly one of the only, cast albums that appeared on the Motown label. And as part of that, they, of course, released some singles. Well, Motown influenced the Broadway canon in a lot of different ways. Certainly when Dreamgirls appeared in 1982, it took on a lot of the story of the Supremes, the Dreamgirls, the Supremes. So from that score, here's the one and only Jennifer Holliday channeling the Motown sound of the early 1960s.
Deep as a river, it soars to the sky.
That was Elijah Kelly channeling the spirit of Motown from the movie version of the musical Hairspray. Great song. Well, it's inevitable, I suppose, that Motown itself made it onto Broadway with a couple seasons ago, Motown the Musical. And the original cast album of Motown the Musical is one of those oddities. Like, so here you have people on Broadway singing versions of the songs you already have from the 60s with the real... I don't know. That's the way it works sometimes, folks. But we got to go down that road. So here is the Supreme section from Motown the Musical. And that's where Motown the Musical stops. I always find that, again, fascinating. When I was growing up in Long Island in the 70s, late 70s, there was a show called Beatlemania, which, of course, was the first tribute to the Beatles, the first kind of cover band event, because only a few years after the Beatles broke up. And then they released the cast album to Beatlemania, which to me is the most sort of useless bit of musical information ever, because it wasn't the Beatles. It was people who were pretending to be the Beatles. Anyway, you get the picture. Well, today we looked at Motown, and, you know, Motown stands alone, really, among so many other competitors, Stax and whatnot, as being such a powerhouse in American music, period, certainly a great, great platform for African-American artists to achieve incredible notoriety and skill and artistry. And part of the plan that Berry Gordy had was to take Motown to be a major conglomerate and go into movies. And Diana Ross became the major movie star. And The Wiz became a perfect way for them to ease on down the road of pop culture in the 70s. Michael Jackson, of course, in that film, a film which is well remembered, even though it was somewhat excoriated in the day. So we're going to segue out of Motown, but I always look at that big M, that gorgeous sort of three-bar M that means Motown. And M also means to me Miles Maslon, my son, who's here in the studio today getting a funky education. Say hi, Miles.
Hello.
Do you like Motown music? Okay, good. Good enough for me. So we're going to go home with Diana Ross. This is an album that only got released recently, I think, when the TV version of The Wiz came out. She had done a record. She played Dorothy in the movie, obviously, and then had released an album of covering all sorts of songs, or sorry, recorded all the songs from The Wiz, but it was never released until a couple years ago. So coming home to Motown on a Motown album with a Broadway score seems the perfect way to ride this out. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you enjoy how our many roads from Broadway extend all over the country to Detroit and then all over the world. So thanks for listening. And again, I can't think of a better person to take us home than Diana Ross.
Think of a place where there's love overflowing. I wish I was home. I wish I was back there with the things I've been knowing. When that makes the tall trees bend into leaning, suddenly the raindrops that fall have a meaning, sprinkling the sea makes it all clear. Maybe there's a chance for me to go back now that I have some direction. It would sure be nice to be back home where there's love and affection. And just maybe I can convince time to slow up, giving me enough time in my life to grow up. Time, be my friend. Let me start. Suddenly my world's gone and changed its face, but I still know where I'm going. I have had my mind spun around in space, and yet I've watched it grow.
Time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.